Alexander the Great. Alexander took the reins of the big brown stallion Bucephalus, brushed his forehead firmly a couple of times, and led him down the ramp and off the boat. Crossing the straits of the Dardanelles and going from Europe to Asia had been easier than he thought. He swung up onto the back of Bucephalus with a clean spring, put him up the gentle rise of the bank, and within a few strides stood on the crest. He looked at the scene below him. His large army of hand-picked, trained Macedonian soldiers were being disgorged from the hundreds of small boats, with their iron helmets and tall spears flashing in the sunlight. He turned to face the land, vast, different, with endless plains dotted by rich cities, high, rugged mountains, dry and merciless deserts, ruled by the might of the Persian Empire. And he felt his destiny coursing through his body, although he was only 22. Incredibly young for a man with such vision and ability and such an army. "Yes, Bucephalus," he said to his steed, "we can do it. We can beat the Persian armies, no matter how large they are, and unite their lands, Macedonia and the Greek cities of Athens, Sparta, Thebes, and all the rest in one huge and peaceful civilization." After a few quiet moments for his determination to take root, he was joined by his men, and with a smile of encouragement, Alexander the Great led his army inland.